In this season of Love Your Life, we focus on the Quran with the ultimate goal of creating a strong bond with the Holy Book for us to reflect and connect one ayah at a time. I am Maya Al Saeed, and welcome to Love Your Life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, we ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him and his companions. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlal 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To my amazing listeners on Oman FM, this is Maya Al Saeed with another episode of Love Your Life, connecting your heart, inshallah, one ayah at a time. And as always, I always have a guest with me to inspire you, inshallah, on your journey to getting to know him and, of course, the Quran. Today is a very special guest, which I told you guys yesterday. But before I introduce her, I want to remind you right at the beginning, because I know once I start talking to her, there's no stopping me unless you call. And the way to do that is by calling 2460-2058. You can as well listen to us after, you know, after the episode is finished. Don't think, oh, I that was such a great episode, I'd love to listen to her again. Oh, I want to listen to other episodes. You can do so because we are on your podcasting platforms, whichever one you're listening to or subscribe to, we are there, inshallah. So back to my guest. She's a very special guest. One, because she's a very, very dear friend of mine. We've been friends for a long time. So I won't, you know, push this any further. My guest in the studio today is Rehab Adnan Al-Haj. Assalamu alaikum, Rehab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maya. It's good to see you.
Same here, habibti. So, Rehab, you might remember her from season 4, which was last year. And she was here actually with her sister, Dr. Lamia Adnan Al-Haj. Salam alaikum, doctora, if you're listening to us. And if you're wondering what episode it was episode 4. And it was titled Transformative Journey with Dr. Lamia and Rehab. It was one of our most popular episodes, Tabarak Rahman, and rightly so. And I'm not going to say why, just go and listen to it. So the reason I have Rehab back in the studio with me this season, because many felt, Rehab, that they didn't know your story. And I think, subhanAllah, everything happens for a reason. Then you were kind of adamant, you know, those days, I don't know if I can, you know, as always, everyone who, when they want to share their story, I understand why. But this year, I feel we're speaking to a more mature Rehab, I would say, in terms of the Quran. And you've had now another additional year with more time with the Quran, more reflections. And I'm really excited to hear your journey with the Quran. So again, like every guest of mine, I'd like to know the beginning. Although you probably said it, but it's nice to refresh our minds. Your beginning with the Quran.
Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala khatim al-Nabiyyin, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Thank you for having me again on the show. It's good to be back. I think I'm a little less nervous than I was last time.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So the journey started, I'll just do a quick recap and then add on to that. We were living in Al Ain in the UAE, and moved to Oman in the 1988. I'm not going to say how old I am. Anyway, and so we started picking up on some Quran lessons, reading Tajweed at that age. I was in grade 2 or 3, and then Subhanallah, my mom went into da'wah, and she was giving da'wah in English, which was not that common in those days. People would, you know, give lectures and everything in Arabic. So anybody who was interested in Islam would immediately contact my mom, or if they had a maid or a foreign friend who would like to know more about Islam, they'd immediately contact my mom. I have somebody who's interested in Islam, can you speak to them? Just to give them kind of an introduction to Islam, who was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are we doing on this earth, and the Quran. So it was kind of a ritual in our house that every week, if not two or three times a week, we would be summoned downstairs because somebody was going to take the shahada.
So she was the go-to person.
Yes, yes. I mean, it was, even if I was studying, if somebody was going to take the shahada, we all have to come downstairs to hear her. And then we give her hugs and, you know, welcome her to Islam. And then probably one of us would, you know, accompany her, show her how to, him or her. If it's the guy, then my brothers will take over. If it's the lady, one of us would be assigned to her, show her how to do the wudu and then do a prayer with her. And that's just encourage her if she has any more questions. Kind of, that's how we got into really speaking to other people. And really, there, and then after that, there was a big gap. I mean, I'd read the Quran and I'd recite it and with tajweed and all of that, but I wasn't really connecting with the Quran until recently, actually, 2 years ago. I would say that I found a lock, mm-hmm. and there was a light bulb on top of my head. SubhanAllah, it was amazing. It was a shocking revelation that I...
All these years left?
That I was like, what?
I know the feeling. SubhanAllah.
So yeah, that's in a nutshell my journey. It's just we're used to having shahadas being taken, and then you'll see it's funny when the reverts come to Islam and take the shahada, you see their tears falling, you know, they'll just run down their cheeks, very emotional. She'll say something like I feel like a weight is lifted off my chest or my back. And somehow we can never understand, because we are born Muslims, we could never understand that kind of feeling until one day when I went to this Dawra Tadabbur, which we talked about last year. And I remember distinctly, after, I think, a few days into the Dawra, because it's just ayat, and repetition, and then explanation of the ayat. And we were praying, I think it was Maghrib prayers, and the Imam was reciting Al-Fatiha. And when he got to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, I just burst into tears. And the feeling that came with it was Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So as he was reciting, I felt like a balloon inside my heart was being pumped. Mm-hmm. Literally a balloon inside my, like my heart was a balloon, and then it was being pumped and pumped and pumped, okay, until it exploded. And then there was a gush of, I don't know what exactly. And then it went through all my body and tears just fell off, you know, came down my face. And that was it. I couldn't complete the prayers. I was just repeating that, repeating. I don't know how long I was there for. They finished their prayers and everything. And I'm just like, oh. And SubhanAllah, I've been to that course again twice after. And I never had that feeling again.
It was just that first time.
I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives me that kind of feeling again. Because I feel that was the kind of moment of realization, mm-hmm. that I got it. Mm. But subhanAllah, and as time progresses and you get busy into your life and everything, you go back to your routine slowly, trying to hold on to the Quran. But that specific moment, I really wish I could experience something like it or similar or better. So inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah yassir.
Allahumma ameen. SubhanAllah, just when you were talking about your mom, there's one incident I don't know if I ever shared with you. Mm-hmm. Once I came over for a visit, and then your mom is always happy to see me. And then she goes, you read Quran, right? You know your mom is always very direct. MashaAllah alayha. You read Quran, yeah? I'm like, yeah, okay, recite now. And then Lamia, you were not there, don't you worry. And Lamia's feeling pressed. No, mama, it's okay. And at that point, I'm so glad Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Lamia there, because I was not ready to recite in front of your mom. But that goes to show, Tabarak Rahman, how your mother, everything was Quran, Islam. That was Auntie Sukaina. If you were to describe Auntie Sukaina in one word, that's her. MashaAllah, her faith is her.
Yes.
MashaAllah. Yeah. So may Allah reward her, and yeah. Alhamdulillah, she's seeing يعني, the fruits of it in her children, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala.
Ameen, ya Rabbil Ameen.
So that feeling that you were talking about is that you think that is where your يعني, your journey, like you kind of, يعني, you know what I mean? يعني, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
So that's where the rehab kind of evolved spiritually.
Okay, let me put it in context. So this happened in 2013, mm-hmm. and coming out of that course, I was holding onto the Quran for dear life. But subhanAllah, as you're trying to go into the straight path, there are things that happen in life, there are obstacles, shaitan is there, it's a constant battle. So you'll start lingering, you'll start being strong. So you're starting off strong, and then eventually you start regressing just a little bit at a time. I'm not going to say I regressed to a point where I went really bad, but I actually went back within a few years. I went back to exactly how I was before the course. I feel that was the case. And mainly I would say that the reason behind that is I didn't have any friends to hold me or to encourage me or to talk about the ayat. It was just one thing, that something I was doing by myself individually. And nobody really... So I'll go to lectures and stuff like that, but it's just general talk. It's not about ayat. It's not about the Quran. It's about how to be a good Muslim, you know, anything else, but not really connecting with the Quran. And maybe this is a good chance to start in the introduction of the topic I picked, which is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the right path or the straight path. When you say guide us, you're not talking about yourself. It's collective. It's a collective thing. So every time we stand in our prayers, we repeat in every rak'ah 17 times a day minimum, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. So when you talk about us, and you have to really stop and think, why is it us, not why is it not me? I'm talking about myself here. I'm standing alone. No one is here. But if you think about people in the mosque, they're standing next to each other. They're praying for each other. So you don't pray for yourself. You pray for you and your neighbor and your cousin and the imam and everybody else. But
could we say the ummah, subhanAllah?
I'm coming to that. So, sorry. So even if you're praying by yourself at home, who is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Who is us? It's me. It's my children in the other room. It's my neighbors. لأنه الحمد لله رب العالمين. He is the Lord of all creations and everybody and all the worlds. So we can't be selfish and say, this Quran is for us. This Quran is for the Muslims and it's... Nobody has anything to do with it. It's just for me. And of course, it's addressing me in every ayah. But that doesn't mean that I don't get to share it with everybody else. And if it's a dua, then you always make a dua for everyone. If you come to also the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, they always pray, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا. This is Sayyidina Ibrahim. He's asking for blessings upon his offspring, who he had at the time, one or two. Subhanallah. But look, يعني we're all offsprings of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So when we think about it, we have to go and break it down. Sometimes you read it as a sentence and it affects you, and sometimes you read it as a word and you think, why is this here? It just teaches you not to be selfish at the end of the day. You have to think about everybody else. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We are a middle nation. It's nothing. You don't take the book and say, this is my book. And if you do have the knowledge, you have to share it.
Yeah. That I learned recently, and I thought that's so beautiful, subhanAllah. That when you learn, we are obliged to share as Muslim. We can't keep something for ourselves. It's not like you learn something. And even, okay, I know, again, forgive me. This, we are in Ramadan, but even something as simple, if you go to somebody's house and you enjoy the dish that they serve, and you ask and they give it to you, okay, that's ajr, يعني, because you've shared. And every time this person cooks, inshallah, you'll get ajr. But we've reached to a selfishness to a point that even the recipe, we will not share. No, I can't share this recipe because this person only wants to be the only one who makes this. But يعني, let's not be selfish. I know it's out of context of the Quran, but just to prove how selfish, يعني, unfortunately, we have become.
Actually, I'd like to add up on that. I don't think it's out of the context of the Quran, because everything that happens around us and everything in our life is related to the Quran. Exactly. I'll give you an example. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he taught Adam the words, he went to the malaika, the angels afterwards, and he asked them, tell me what the words are. And they said, subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. We have no knowledge except what you have given us knowledge of. Qala ya Adamu anbi'hum bi asma'ihim. He said, oh Adam, teach them these names. So the moral of the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a teacher, taught Adam, who is a student. Now, what does a student need to do? He has to go and teach?
Others.
And then it goes down that way. Because if you just take the knowledge and keep it with you, we're not going to progress as a nation, as a world, as a humanity. That's why we have PhDs, we have researchers, we have doctors. If you decide, this is my knowledge, I'm going to keep it with me,
Or who is it, and who is it going to benefit at the end?
I don't know.
Only you.
Subhanallah.
Even, يعني, only you, literally, it's just you, no one else. Yeah. And if you die, you die with that knowledge, and then what?
Yeah. So this is related. If you want to be like Sayyidina Adam, whatever knowledge you have to give it.
Subhanallah.
And the Quran is very generous. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. So if you give the Quran your time, the Quran will give you more and more knowledge. We are not smart because we are smart.
No.
It's, if you are smart, then it's, you're ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing. You have to use that. In what way you're going to use it? Because there are a lot of people who are smart. They've created the atomic bomb. Mm. So that can be used for good reasons and bad reasons. Unfortunately, it's used for the bad at the moment.
Subhanallah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm really enjoying the conversations with Rehab Al-Hajj, and we will continue to do so right after this break. You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you. Welcome back to Love Your Life on Oman FM with myself, Mia Al-Sayed. And with me in the studio is a very, very, very dear friend of mine, Rehab Al-Hajj. How many years have we been friends? Over 20?
Over 20.
So yeah, that goes to tell us.
But I'm only 25 years old.
I'm not.
Plus, plus, it's okay.
But it's such a blessing, يعني, alhamdulillah, to have friends like Rehab. And we kind of were on this journey together without even sharing it with each other. But we, يعني, maybe one of us was a bit more advanced at times or progressive. But again, something you mentioned earlier, that even if you, when you went to, for example, that workshop that you talked about for 8 days, and you said then you kind of found yourself back to the point where you started, even after having such a, what's that? Not that moment that you had, I don't know what to call it. That
transcendental?
Okay.
Something.
Transformative moment.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something very important about the friends.
Mm.
You know, that maybe at that time you didn't have the friends that shared that similar journey. But then how did this all come about? Because I'm sure that's one of the key factors as well to your transformation with the Quran.
Okay, so I have this friend. I'm not going to name any names. She's a friend now, subhanAllah. She wasn't an acquaintance, I'd say. She was actually one of, she was a speech therapist to my son. And jazahallah khair, يعني, I've met her, I think, in 2014, first time. So we were just, you know, normal communication, once in a while, once in a blue moon, actually. And 2 years ago, out of the blue, she just texted me, Rehab, we're having a gathering in the morning, come and join us. And I thought, what an odd thing to do. But if you knew this person, she's very jolly, she's very social. Hyped up, she's social, she's full of life, mashallah alayha. And I said, when? And she said, this day, at this time.
Imagine Rehab.
And if you know me, it's out of character for me to join a random group. Subhanallah. Something was calling me, and I thought, I don't have anything to do, and breakfast seems like a good idea, why not? And she said, yeah, just a girls' gathering. She didn't bring anything about the Quran, nothing. So I said to her, okay. So we gather up, and we meet at this lady's house, and as she was talking about the Quran, I thought, this seems very familiar. It feels like it's back to this workshop that I attended. So I attended that one, and it was a one-time off. And a few months went by because I assumed that it was just a one time off. And a few months later, she rings me again and she says, we have a gathering this afternoon, same place, come here, there's only girls, blah, blah, you know, afternoon tea. And I was actually busy that day. I had to prepare for another workshop that Lemmy and myself were working on. And I said to her, I can't, I'm really occupied, I need to finish this, I have a deadline. And as I was working on it, she said to me, so I text her after I finished, because I finished half an hour before end of, you know, the deadline, and there was still an hour to go until this one started. I said to her, guess what, I finished, so I guess there's no harm in joining you. She said, yeah, great, come. So went over again, and there was another lady now talking about it. And when she was speaking, it was like she was speaking to my heart. And there was a huge group of us. It wasn't just one or two, like previously. I think we were for the first incident. And the second, I think between 25. Were you there? I think.
I don't know. Okay.
So maybe
I was there. I don't remember.
You were in one of them, but I can't remember. Which one it was. So anyway, as she was talking, I felt like she's not talking to me. She's talking to everybody. But I felt something within my heart that why have I forgotten all of this? What happened?
And she was not just talking as in like we're talking now. She was using the ayahs. She was reciting ayahs.
Yes.
Over and over. And then she'd talk about them and she'd reflect. But then again, she would recite. And what's beautiful is all of us would recite together.
Mm.
You know, and whoever could recite would recite out loud. So it's such a...
It was very powerful.
Yeah.
And the reason, and so after that, I started attending with them on a regular basis, and this particular person became a very good friend of mine. Now the group that we're in, we keep reminding ourselves about the ayah in Surah Al-Kahf, "Wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bil-ghadati wal-'ashi yuriduna wajha." Now, the translation is, "And keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and in the evening, seeking his countenance." Not sure what this word is. Anyway, subhanallah, as we were meeting every week, we would explain, yani when you read the Quran, wasbir nafsaka, you're thinking about what does that mean, wasbir nafsaka? And then one of the teachers said, you know, wasbir nafsaka, it's an order to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have to be with your friends to make dhikr, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shocked me. Like, we're talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, I chose you. You are the messenger. But you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it on your own. This is where ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. All of us have to be a unit. So he's telling him and his friends to do a musabara. I'm not sure how to explain this. But to gather together and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala two times. Bil-ghadati wal-ashi is between Fajr and the sunrise. Wal-ashi is between Asr and Maghrib. Those are the two times, and it's mentioned throughout the Quran in many different ways. So these are the two times that you have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best time and the best way to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you have a strong unit to do it with. So if you're at home, you're with your children, husband, you know, mother, siblings, whoever it is, anybody who's willing to listen, basically. So we would have these sessions usually in the afternoon.
And these sessions don't mean they gather at that point in time in Fajr. No, it's on Zoom. Yani we're using technology to make that happen.
Even the tadabbur, if you write it down. I mean, in our group, we have something called tadabbur. And one of us is selected every week or whatever it is. And we write our own tadabbur. Like if something clicked in my mind and I felt I needed to write something about this, I can write like a report, I'll call it. And then we'll post it. So instead of it being me and what I've learned, or I've heard from Na'man Ali Khan or any of those other sheikhs, I write it down and I'll post it. So that way,
everyone shares it.
Everybody's sharing it. We're not all of us doing it at the same time, but that's the intention. You post it at that time.
And just for those listening, when she says, when Rehab says tadabbur, tadabbur is the Arabic word for reflection, just to clear that.
So subhanAllah, it's funny when you read the Quran, it's... Subhanallah, yani you don't notice the Quran. You don't notice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell you in the Quran. Like I said earlier, that every verse is talking to you. Even if it says Musa, if it says Ibrahim, it's actually talking to you. So just remove the name Musa and put Rehab instead. Subhanallah. So if you read Al-Fatiha, if you open the Mus'haf, on the right-hand side is Al-Fatiha. On the left-hand side is Al-Baqarah. So here you say, "Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim," guide us to the right path. What is the right path? How to get there? So you would hear, and you go to the other side, it says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So that book, Alif Lam Mim, this is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those conscious of Allah. So you have to go into this book with no doubt. You don't go and say, let's see what this book is going to give me. Mm-mm. I don't believe in
you
this.
You go with assurance, with yaqeen. You are going to get something out of this book.
I don't know if...
Yes, let's just... You want to say something?
I can say it afterwards.
You'll remember?
Yes, inshallah.
We have a caller. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh, salam alaikum. Shall I say your name, Najah? Kef? So nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you too, both of you. Just called so that Rehab doesn't think she's going to get away with the question, subhanAllah. But I have a question for her.
Okay,
tafadhali. Since this is on live on FM and everything, I would like to know what is her advice for somebody who has never tasted the beauty of these Quran sessions?
I think I'll do exactly what that person did to me, is to invite them, is to invite them without telling them. لأنه subhanAllah, when this person invited me, she didn't tell me it was a Quran session.
But you think it would have made a difference?
Yeah, because the shaitan is there.
SubhanAllah.
And it gives you an ego thing where I think, I don't need this, I know it already.
I already attended. Read the Quran.
Yeah, I read the Quran, I have tajweed, actually know what I'm talking about. I go to this muhadarat. I attend, I listen to these people, but it's different when you're on Zoom, actually, compared to when you're there physically. Because I've done both. So Zoom is like you're getting, you'll be on your phone, something, the kids scream from here. And there's a lot of distractions. But when you're there, you're really present. So I would, I think she did, maybe she unintentionally did it that way, but it was, it really worked for me at least.
But what of people who don't have, Najah, I'm thinking of people who don't have this, they don't even know how to get in touch, for example, and how to attend these Quran sessions. This is what I'm thinking, how do we get these people?
SubhanAllah, it's all about da'wah.
Yeah.
And different methods, different styles, different marketing styles, and that's exactly how it works. Marketing never ends, it evolves, SubhanAllah.
But what if somebody listening now wants, genuinely has made the intention and they want to join? Since these are in Arabic, طبعًا, but so how can we, should they contact me, مثلًا, and then I'll share the details?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Inshallah.
Okay, yeah. So you've heard it here, inshallah. So if you're interested and you want to join, get in touch with me, inshallah, I'll send the details, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Any other questions you have, Fariha?
Oh, thank you very much.
Jazakallah khair.
Ahsantum,
barakallah.
Thank you, Najah, for that call. I explicitly asked you not to call, so thank you. Jazakallah khair.
If you want to be Najah and not be told off by Rehab, please call 2460-2058. So, Rehab, you wanted to say something before the call?
Yes, we were saying about ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. So before I came here, I was before I came here, I had to stop, make a pit stop. And I have this thing where I believe that I will get the best parking.
You told me this before.
Yes. I would always get the best parking, not because of me and the way I drive or whatever. It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows my intention and knows that I need this parking. So I don't care how full this place is. And it was full. Like as I was entering, I could see the traffic jammed up. And I thought, I don't care. I'm going to have it exactly where I want it. Inshallah, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I was... And as you do that, as you think that, you don't try and push through traffic. So,
you take your adi,
yeah,
just
somebody wants to pass, go, no problem. You want to come out. So, people are a bit aggressive sometimes, especially in the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah. And so as I passed the front door, somebody was coming out right in front of the front door. And I thought, subhanAllah, it never fails. Because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to go there and he wants to give me what I want.
It's that
tawakkul, يعني.
Tawakkul and as well certainty, yaqeen.
Yes.
I always say that when you make dua, I've said it so many times, but also there's an ayah about dua and I wanted to prepare it. Ad'uli astajib lakum.
Ad'uni astajib lakum.
I know that I always like to recite from the Quran because I always, may Allah help me, I always tend to miss a word or add a word.
وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Yeah, that's the one in Surah Ghafir.
And so what is the translation?
So the translation is... Oops.
Like Ahmed, he puts up the... Okay. While you look for that translation, we'll just take a short break and be right back, inshallah.
You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you.
Welcome back to Love Your Life on Oman FM with me, May Al-Saeed. With me in the studio, my dear friend, Rehab Adnan Al-Hajj. We're talking about the Quran and how it has changed our lives, subhanAllah. But one thing before the break, we said about this dua, we were talking about your parking situation, how you always seem to get the best parking, mashallah. And we did, you were saying it's because of the tawakkul and as well the certainty.
No doubt, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. And this was, I remembered an ayah, and you were just about to share the translation.
So the ayah is, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, which is, and your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. So it's actually, it's not a request. He's telling us, do it.
Yes.
Because he will respond. It's not like it's a maybe. If he doesn't give it to you, it's for a certain reason. But usually, if it's a normal thing, like a parking, for example, subhanAllah, it never fails.
And there's some assurance as well.
Yeah. Astajib.
Astajib lakum.
I will respond.
I will respond, yeah. Subhanallah. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Humaid, alhamdulillah. How are you?
I'm good. How's everything? Ramadan Kareem. May Allah guide us to pass the rest of Ramadan and to do good deeds and be surrounded with good people. I just wanted to share my experience of when I ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim in Surah Al-Fatiha. Auntie Rehab was saying that when we're praying with others and we're praying for us, for other people. And about my experience, I went somewhere in Mabela. It was a workshop from 8 o'clock till 5:30. Only Surah Al-Fatiha. Imagine only 7 verses. If you are guided, how long it would take. And I think there's also, we can go, it can even be longer.
Subhanallah.
And you're so right. Yani only those verses, imagine it took nearly the day. And as you said, we could go longer. Yani imagine if we did that for every surah in the Quran, how we would feel. Yeah. And how, and do you feel that it changed you? Yani you felt you understood really Surah Al-Fatiha?
Yeah, Surah Al-Fatiha, Tadabbur, it was so good. I loved it.
MashaAllah. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And may Allah increase you, Ya Rab, in knowledge in the Quran.
Ameen, Ya Rab.
And elevate you in this life and the afterlife. Bi'idhnillah ta'ala.
Ameen.
Send my regards to Muhammad, Mama, and Baba.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to say. Bye.
Ma'asalama.
It's so cute to have him back on the show. I mean, I remember him last time. You brought him in, I think, after a few episodes.
Yeah, I brought him
episodes.
And his brother and his mother. Their mother, Dalila.
Yeah, I met her. Yes. She's a very sweet lady.
She is, mashallah.
Regards to her.
Inshallah. If you want to be like Humaid and share as well your experience with Surah Al-Fatiha, you're more than welcome to do so. We'd love to hear from you by calling 24602058, 24602058. I had never, Rehab, I've read Surah Al-Fatiha so many times. I had never understood that ayah.
Yeah.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, and pondered on the word us.
I never
thought. Ihdina, I just thought, okay, us, yani al-umma, yani, you know, me, even my children next door, the humanity. I never thought, subhanAllah, looked at it that way.
Yeah, subhanAllah. It's one of the things that also, a couple of months ago, we were in one of these gatherings, and a lady asked the entire group after we finished our session of tadabbur. She said, She was asking each one of us, and I was out at the moment, at that time, just going to sort out something in the car. So when I came in, I realized that somebody's talking about Quran, and I didn't understand what was going on. What was this conversation about? So she was two people next to me, and then it went to the next one, and I thought, oh, it seems like this is going into a circle, and I don't know what it's about. And so when they got to me, I said to them, what are you talking about? And she said, I asked the question, why do you read the Quran? And I just looked at her and I thought, because of Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. And during this time when I you know, got disconnected between 2013, and of course I was still praying and doing all my rituals as normal, but disconnection from the Quran itself. I didn't realize that that was what I was seeking in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, because just recently, a few weeks ago, I was on Twitter and I realized that my banner from 2013 was Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. So subconsciously, I've always wanted it, but I never knew that I did. And when she asked that question, I said, because I'm reading the Quran, because I want to be on the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always talking about the straight path. What is the straight path? Where is it heading? I mean, it's heading towards Jannah, inshallah. But also, there's obstacles on the way. And the shaitan says in the Quran, or says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Iblis says, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوَيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Iblis says, my Lord, يعني, the audacity of this creature, subhanAllah, he says, my Lord. So the shaitan knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his Lord. And yet he says, because you have put me in error, I will surely make a disobedience attract to them on the earth, and I will mislead them all. And then he continues, except among them your chosen servants. For subhanAllah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us amongst those chosen servants. I also reading the Quran, I never realized that shaitan acknowledges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Lord, as a creator. It's not like he decides, I don't want to worship you anymore. He knows that he is his Lord. But he's just full of arrogance and so much pride that he just refuses to see the truth. Yeah. I mean, he does see it, but it's just so much arrogance. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, he asked him, why aren't you prostrating to something that I asked you to do? And he said, oh, because he's made out of clay and I'm made out of fire. Yani, the audacity he has, I can't believe that. You know, how can you respond? I mean, if I said that to my mom, for example, I wouldn't be here today. Subhanallah, yani. So this is, it's a daily challenge. And as soon as you try and get into a connection with the Quran, Iblis is just waiting for you. And it's not just a shaitan. Or a married as a small little, you know, soldier. He'll come and he'll bring the entire army and the general and the lieutenant and everything. It's like we are in war with this creature who wants to understand the Quran. Because if you want to read the Quran, yeah, read it. Why not? Read it. You'll get hasanat, whatever. But I'll distract you with something else. But to understand the message, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Because it's so life-changing. Because when the servant acknowledges and sees the nur of the Quran, it's really hard not to want to know more.
Yes.
SubhanAllah.
And he knows that. He knows the power of the Quran. And he knows the kind of light that comes with the Quran. And he's just going to... So I would say in the past 2 years, I've been through so many obstacles, so many challenges. But SubhanAllah, and I know where it's coming from. It's the shaitan standing in front of me. And if he can't do it, sometimes it comes from close people around me. They'll be like, oh, you look different today. Oh, why do you have to be so like uptight or whatever it is? I'm trying to find my place. But, you know, it's just attacks. And sometimes you can see beyond that it's not really you who's talking to me. It's your shaitan telling you to tell me this stuff. So I'm not going to have any of it. So,
SubhanAllah, very interesting. We'll pick up after on this point after this call. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sister Rasha, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Allahu Akbar, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, very special, extra, extra special. you're missing here.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Tafadhali, Sister Rasha.
Sister Rihab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I wanted to say that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us a beautiful sister. Thank you for being such a beautiful friend who kept always reminding us of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Subhanallah, that is so beautiful that you are always connected to the Quran and always you will remind us with the different verses from the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbil Alameen, grant you to be Noor. Ya Rabb,
and
we continue to spread the light everywhere. And subhanAllah, Sister Rihab is the one who will always be caring. Where are you? Why are you not attending? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most loving, love you, my sister, and the angels, Ya Rabbil Alameen. I want to share with you some verses, bi-idhnillah.
Tafadhali.
Okay, inshaAllah. I don't know why I felt like I want to read these verses. Subhanallah.
Rasha, mashallah, you are يعني always reading verses. Tabarak al-Rahman. And you always, يعني when I think of you, I think of the Quran. That's how I see you. MashaAllah, please recite whatever Allah has given you.
Yeah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Because I knew Sister Rehab since we were at school, but we didn't even maybe talk for even once. SubhanAllah, subhanAllah. But Allah allowed this relationship because of the Quran just recently. Maybe I think 1 year or 2 years, subhanAllah.
MashaAllah.
So I feel I want to read these verses.
Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا. Again, I will read also this is from Surah Taha. No, this is from Surah Maryam, Ayah 96 and 97. Okay, but I want to add two verses from Surah Taha.
Okay,
and then inshallah you will read the translation. So this one is Maryam,
okay.
96 and 97.
Okay,
and then Surah Taha 1 and. No, Surah Taha from 1 until 4.
Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا. الله أكبر لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله. جزاكم الله خيرا إن شاء الله سترمية وريد آيات.
طيب الله أنفاسك رشا. جزاك الله خير.
Love you too حبيبتي. جزاك الله خير.
السلام
عليكم. السلام ورحمة الله. So the ayahs that Rasha was reciting from Surah Maryam is the translation is indeed so 96, this is ayah 96, indeed those who have believed and done righteous deeds, the most merciful will appoint for them affection. Then she read in ayah 97, so O Muhammad, we have only made it, i.e. the Quran, easy on your tongue, the Arabic language, that you may give good tidings thereby to the righteous and warn thereby a hostile people. Then she recited from Surah Taha. I'm just getting the translation. So Taha. We have not sent down to you the Quran that you may that you be distressed, but only a reminder for those who fear Allah. A revelation from He who created the earth and highest heavens. So those were the first four verses of Surah Taha.
As if she knew, Surah Taha is one of my favorites.
Subhanallah.
Yeah. When I think of Russia, I think about the ayah, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. Subhanallah. And the translation, and a man came from the furthest end of the city running. He said, O Moses, indeed the eminence ones are conferring over you, intending to kill you. So leave. Indeed, I am your sincere advisor. So she always comes with ayat, subhanAllah. So every time she recites an ayah, I think of her in this way. She comes from far away with a piece of Quran. She has to, subhanAllah. Allah yajziha kull khair, ya Rabb.
Allahumma ameen. If you want to, we have another 15 minutes. Time goes so fast, subhanAllah, when we're in the studio. And we don't want the time to finish, but it is what it is. But if you do want to call in, you can do so by calling 24602058, 24602058, and you will be able to re-listen to this and all the past episodes that have been aired on any of your podcasting platforms. What do you remember what you were saying before the call? No.
Not particularly.
It's no. Okay. Subhanallah. I want to go back to the friendship point because I think it's such a vital aspect. Why? Because first of all, Allah did mention that to have a sahba saliha. And as well, the point that as well Rasha mentioned, she says, she was talking about you, that saying, you know, you're the type that says, oh, you didn't come, or you're okay, we missed you, blah, blah, blah. And you do that with me as well. But yeah, and again, it goes to you, to us wanting the best for each other. Mm. You might have attended and then you felt this is such a good lecture. I wish Fulana was here. Mm. Instead of being selfish. Yeah. Yeah. And think, oh, I'm so glad I'm here and Fulana is not here. Although I know none of us have that kind of. But subhanAllah, that as well can be madkhal al-shaytan. You know? Or Iblis.
It's true. I mean, Allah, subhanAllah. When Rasulullah was reciting the Quran in Surah Al-Jinn, let me just get it out. Najah actually reminded me of this early when she called me. It says, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَلَنْ نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا. And the translation is, say, O Muhammad, it has been revealed to me upon that a group of jinn listened and said, indeed, we have heard an amazing Quran. So imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran. They didn't, he was with no one. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him, the jinn, to listen to the Quran. And they were amazed. They didn't say, oh, his voice is nice or his recitation is nice. They said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. The Quran is amazing. It's not him who's amazing. Mm. Because these words are very powerful. When Sayyidina Jibreel came to Sayyidina Muhammad and he told him, اقرأ, read, recite. And he said to him, I couldn't recite or I can't recite. يعني, there are some people who would argue, non-Muslims, who would argue that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the author of the Quran. And like he wrote the Quran. But if you really think about it, it's the Quran that wrote Sayyidina Muhammad. Mm. And how is that? It's because this Quran changed him. How did it change him? If you go back to his life before, يعني 40 years, he started getting the Quran. But before that, he was an introvert. How many friends did he have? One. He only had one friend, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He had no friends. He lived his life in a nutshell because he was focused on what he was doing. And, you know, he was very different from everybody else. And he only had one friend who was similar to him. So when the Quran came down, it forced him to listen, to read, to understand, to ponder. And that changed him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And you, Muhammad, are of best character. Why? Because the Quran changed him. Of course, he had lots of beautiful characteristics before, but it's what completed him was the Quran. It changed him, it guided him, it corrected him in some ways, sometimes like in Surah Abasa. And when I read this, I thought, subhanAllah, if we want to be corrected and we want to, like if I wanted to be a better person, I need to go to the Quran. And this is where it comes, guide us to the right path. You want to get to the right path in this life and then follow up later on, you have to follow the ayahs. It's a footprint, like a blueprint, if you like. You follow it one step at a time. When you read utlu, recite, it's not the... Yani, I feel that translation is not accurate because utlu also in Arabic means to follow. Mm. I would say tala, like Mayya came and then Rihab came. Tala. So you take the ayah, you follow up with amal salih, you follow it with a good deed. And this is one of the ayahs that she mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَدَّ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, wa is to feed the following. Mm. So you understand the ayah, you do the good deed. The action follows immediately. You can't say, take the ayah, oh, I don't like this. It's difficult. It's hard. Of course it's hard. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to wear the veil, it's not something that we would think, you know, I'll do this voluntarily. No. Yes. But you are a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to come to the point of realization that you have to submit your will to Allah. And once you submit your will to Allah, He will guide you.
And just yesterday, I actually recorded a video about how we worship Allah. We, at this point in time, which is very sad, we worship Allah how we want, how we feel. Oh, I feel this is hard. I won't do this. I feel this is easy. Oh, I'll do this. we don't worship, we are يعني Muslims, we believe in there's no none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. Therefore we follow this deen that was brought to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we should follow it as it has been taught to us,
okay,
not as how we feel about it. And this is a video that inshallah I'm editing it because it's in Arabic and I'm adding English subtitles, so it's taking a bit more time, but inshallah it will be out today. And it's so subhanallah again how Allah chooses. Yani I didn't tell you about this video, mm-hmm, but you mentioned it.
Subhanallah, it's a choice. Your life is all about your choices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafura. Indeed we guided him to the way, he be grateful or he be ungrateful. So you get to choose. You want to be grateful and follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You decide, ah, this is too difficult for me, and I'm not going to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to hit you with a stick or whatever it is. يعني, he'll send you some challenges. But at the end of the day, I always think, doing this thing or not doing this, if I choose not to do it, am I in a position, if I die now, to go and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and justify myself?
Oh, justify your choice?
Yeah, justify my choice. I don't have that. I can't. أصلاً whether I'm considered perfect, سيدنا أبو بكر عليه الصلاة والسلام رضي الله عنه said, and he's, you know, رسول الله عليه وسلم said, أبو بكر is on one hand and the entire ummah is in the other.
Yeah, Allah.
So يعني how strong his iman was. And he said, if I had one foot in Jannah, I couldn't guarantee that my other foot will join.
Yeah, Allah.
Yeah, subhanAllah.
Here, I think, you know, the mentality that we have reached is that I have a lot of time. بعده. You know, thinking that death is not going to choose me this time. It's not my time to go. You know, like you didn't choose the time you were born, I have to tell you, you cannot choose the time you would die. That is ilm al-ghayb. Nobody knows. But they, what's that thing?
أعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش.
See, I always make
sense. أعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش. وعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا.
Something like that. So yeah. Work for your dunya as if you live, you are to live a long time, and work towards your آخر as if you were to die tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, I said it better in English. But that's the thing. We never don't let us not take this life for granted, and don't be afraid of change. Because especially for us women, we feel there's so much we have to change about ourselves, starting with the way we dress. It's a gradual change, and Allah will make it easy. Just make dua and make the intention that this Allah is for you. Nobody else is benefiting but yourself, but for Allah. Anyway, we have a caller. Salaam alaikum rahmatullah. Oh, rah. And all of these, and I forgot about my Quran to say who's going to win. So inshallah, anyway, I will choose before the end of the show, which is like 5 minutes. And the caller who just called, sorry, please call again. You have 5 minutes. The number to call, as you know, just press redial. But anyway, it's 2460-2058. Did we do an ayah last time by pulling the card?
Yes.
Okay, so we will not do that this time. Why not? Let's do it this time. 1 minute, I have to get the...
While you're doing that, I'll just mention something that you said. You don't choose the time of your birth, and you don't choose when you're going to die. In fact, you don't even choose the time you're going to go to sleep. Because the actual moment when you fall into sleep, nobody knows. يعني, they True. Can't calculate exactly what time, what minute. يعني, roughly around this time, but nobody knows exactly what second.
Because you could lay in bed and think, and then you might be, you know, turning inside, whatever, left and right. And then you don't know that exact moment. Oh, I slept at exactly 9:59.
But even the scientists can't calculate it.
Subhanallah.
They can't. Even if you're fully, you know, wired up, nobody can calculate it.
Okay, we're just giving Rehab the... She's choosing the card. And she's laughing.
وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا.
Subhanallah.
Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
And we have a caller. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. This is Nahla.
Hi, Nahla, habibti.
How are you doing?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
I'm so happy to hear both of you in the show. I just want to say quickly that this is the most beautiful
I would say conversation. It's as if I was in between you guys that I've had with friends in a really long time.
Ya Allah, alhamdulillah.
I've been longing to have this for many years since I moved here in Oman, and I'm really thankful to both of you to have given me this today in the 1 hour of your show. So
you're welcome. Really, you're welcome to join us for coffee.
Well, I love you both.
Habibti, you're welcome to join us for coffee after Ramadan and join our halaqat as well. Please, you're more than welcome. And because you're the last caller, inshallah, you are the winner of the Mus'haf. The Noble Quran. So I'll get in touch with you or leave. You have her number, Ahmed? We'll get in touch with you, inshallah, so to arrange to deliver it. And I'll see you soon, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala.
We will see you soon,
we
inshallah.
Will see, Rehab says, we will see you soon, inshallah.
All right, love you both.
Love you too, habibti. Jazakallah khair. So I was looking for the translation of this just to the ayah that Rehab pulled, just to, because I have a feeling it's, وَيَدْنَاهُ. No, did you get it, Rehab? أنا ما طلع عندي.
Just a second.
Just 2 minutes left, inshallah, we'll get it through.
It's in Surah Tawbah.
Okay. I think when I'm put on the spot, I can't do that.
Speaking about friendship, this is the ayah, أَلَّا تَنْصُرُهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ وَإِذَا خَرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِي اثْنَيْنِ, when he was with Sayyidina Abu Bakr. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْحَا. So the translation is...
So this is the translation to the card that I have pulled as part of my cards.
So, and Allah sent down his tranquility upon him and supported him with angels. And supported him with angels you did not see, and made the world of those, and made the word of those who disbelieved the lowest. This is just part of the ayah.
Okay, we have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam. كيف حالك سيدة ميا؟
الحمد لله. I'm good, الحمد لله.
هلا حبيبتي.
Is this Rasha or Anna?
We're just asking. MashaAllah, عرفت صوتي. MashaAllah. I'm sorry to call, but I've been trying to call earlier. I'm the last caller.
Yes.
والله أنا, I just wanted to علق على البرنامج الجميل هذا سيدة ميا.
Thank you
very much.
You're most welcome, حبيبتي.
والأخت ريحاب, ما شاء الله عليكي. يعني كلامك رائع واضح انك يعني تشبعتي بالقران كذا
حبيبتي. I love what you're saying. If you can just translate it in English quickly.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a no problem. I know. مشاعرك أخذتك. I know. It's okay.
Exactly. I'm really proud of you, Rehab, بصراحة. And it's, you went exactly to this path. It's the right path for sure. Quran. I wish you, بصراحة. In Arabic, we don't say envy. We say اغبط. Means it's a better term. I wish that أنا كمان to follow this path. You know.
بإذن الله.
We read Quran since we were little, but but you know, there's times that you know you forget about it, unfortunately, or you read it, يعني really كذا in a quick way كذا. لكن I wished يعني فعلا to read more Quran, and I've joined your Tadabbur group in WhatsApp like over 2 months ago,
Mashallah.
And I'm following it. With other يعني members, and I'm really happy about it يعني.
Inshallah, we look forward to seeing you there. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Actually, there inshallah. يعني face to face. بإذن الله.
بإذن الله, بإذن الله, and hopefully, inshallah, على طول you read Quran and
بإذن
you
الله.
Teach it.
اللهم
As
آمين.
You said at the beginning, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. يعني this
Very
is
true.
One of the best verse بصراحة. That أو the best. The most best thing that I know, يعني, if you have علم, you have to share it.
Yes.
يعني. And Quran is the best علم to share it.
Jazakallah khair. We still didn't know who is it, Rasha or Anna, who's calling.
Anna, Rasha.
Rasha, habibti. Jazakallah khair for calling. Unfortunately, this is all we have time for. And we are sorry that we're not able to get to your call earlier. But inshallah, you're more than welcome to join the program at some other time. بإذن الله تعالى. Thank you so much, habibti Rasha. Regards to Rana.
أوكي
يلا يلا مع السلامة.
جزاك الله خير رشا.
مع السلامة.
مع السلامة. الحمد لله رب العالمين. A beautiful way to end the show. I really wish It doesn't, but this is all we have time for today. Thank you so much. Wa barakallah fiki Rehab. May Allah continue to use you for mankind, inshallah, and may you continue to learn more about the Quran. May it enter your heart and your mind, and inshallah, continue to be the amazing friend that you are to all of us.
Ameen. Jami'an ya Rabbil Alameen.
So inshallah, tomorrow we have another guest. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name because I didn't have time to look at my schedule today. But inshallah, definitely an inspiring story. Inshallah, thank you for joining me on Oman FM. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.